Forte Foundation is a collaboration
between leading companies
and top business schools to launch women into fulfilling,
significant careers
through access to business education,
opportunities,
and a community of successful women.
Our goal is to connect you
to the right people
and give you access to the tools you need
to have the successful business career
you deserve.
Welcome back to the Forte Foundation podcast. Every episode, we bring you personal stories and career insights from successful businesswomen representing diverse industries and career stages. If you're unfamiliar with Forte and what we do, please go to fortefoundation.org right now and see what we can do for you. Today, we're looking at careers in engineering. Women are 20% of engineering school graduates, and yet only 11% of practicing engineers. The women in this panel are changing that perspective from the inside. Velma Arney moderated the panel. Today, Velma is Director of Career Services at the McCombs School of Business at University of Texas at Austin. The real meat of the event came during the question and answer period. Let's pick up where that began.
Oh, I see a question from Tiffany. I plan to enroll in a part-time program so that I can work and go to school simultaneously. Having said that, do you have any tips regarding the transition from being a traditional engineer to one that can contribute on a level indicative of an MBA student? One of my panelists that would like to take that on?
Sure, I can try to answer that.
Fatima Abdullah works in strategy and business development at Samsung.
I'm a full-time MBA student, and I have a lot of friends who are doing the part-time. I can definitely say that the part-time is more challenging because not only are you going to have everything at work to take care of, and that's going to be on your mind, but you're going to have also the responsibilities of the school. So I would go into it just knowing what you want to get out of the school and what you want to get out of work, so that way you can meet your goals for both. Because if you're probably not going to be able to do both very as well as you would if you were doing them separately. So I would just prioritize like what you want to get out of school. Is it just to network, or is it to build some skills, and to focus on those? That way you can be successful in both worlds.
Yeah, it is a challenge because you are having to do both really well. Thank you. Okay, my next question is, how early in your career should you decide to make the move from engineering to business?
Hello, everyone. My name is Shakovia Scott. I'm currently a finance analyst at Chevron in their Experience Hiring Finance program.
For me, it was about 3 years after graduating from undergrad. At my first job, I mean, it was a rotational program. And after the 3 years, they kind of want you to focus on one technical career. And it just seemed like a natural progression for me at that time. Instead of becoming so narrowly focused, I decided that this may be a good time to step away and go to school. So I guess it just depends on the individual, but I would think that a lot of it would have to do with where you are in your career currently. Most business school, especially if you're, I'm assuming that, you know, these students are potentially want to go back to school eventually. Most schools want you to have about 5 years of experience. I had three, but I was able to tell a good story to kind of get in. So they usually want you to have some type of experience to bring to the table, because a lot of what you do in business school is sharing ideas and experiences that you've had at your previous jobs. But again, it all depends on the individual and where you are currently transitioning in your career. If there's a good transitional moment, if you're moving to a spot where you feel like you're getting stuck, or, you know, it may take a leap to get to the next step, you may want to take a look at moving on to potentially obtaining an MBA at that point.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything to add?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that a little bit.
Susan Morrison is Program Manager, Engineering Efficiencies for the John Deere Company.
I think quite a few of the women have said it, and I encourage it a lot with the people that I work with, is early in your career, I think it's very, very important for you to get a very broad experience. If you can get into a rotation program, I think those are excellent. I know a lot of people that have gone through them, and it really gives them visibility into what the company is about, what the different parts of the business are involved in. If there's opportunities to volunteer, to be on special initiatives or committees, it gets you great visibility into some senior management that you might not get if you just sit in your cubicle and do your job all day. So I would really encourage people early on in their careers to try and get a good broad knowledge of the company and the different opportunities out there for you before you make a decision on exactly what you want to do.
That is great advice, because sometimes we do. We get locked into what we're doing just day to day and forget to kind of look out beyond our horizon. So that's great advice. Let's see. After earning both a bachelor's and a master's in engineering, were you hesitant before completely committing yourself to change in your career path?
Yes. So actually, I was in the exactly same situation. I was aiming for a PhD degree when I was in University of Illinois, and I was almost ready to go into that direction, and at that time I decided, is it really actually I want to do?
Sanyogita Lakeri is a vice president at Citi.
And I was also thinking, if all my life, like when I was in Germany, I was doing my first master's at that time, I was working with German Aerospace Center, and it was totally technical it can go. We were designing aeroplanes out there. So at that time decided, will industry be different? And I said, yes, it would be different, because in industry, you don't have that much of patience for the results. You can't work 6 months on a product and don't give a result on. But when I looked into the portfolio of the job, or I looked into the different jobs which are there, and then I realized that it's not so different. You have research in industry also. In Citi, we have a very big department who is doing mortgage research, and they need engineers who can design an algorithm for them. They need engineers who can give them, for example, a better solution. They need engineers who can give them a system which can process trade more effectively and easily. So it's not, we think that, of course, the timelines are short in business. It's not as like you are not going to get 6 months for a product. But it is exactly the same in the end. In the research, they want to see the results. In industry also, in the end, they want to see the results. So if you think that although your degree or your background is in research, and maybe you're not suitable for industry, it's not the case. Research gives you lots of patience, and I'm telling you that patience is going to give you big rewards in industry. Mm-hmm. And it's not so tough. I'm sure every one of you will do great. I said earlier, if your fundamentals are right.
Right. It, you have to have that fundamental base and then go from there.
We'll get back to the panel in a second, but I want to take a quick break to let you know that Forte is sponsored by quite a few major companies that hire engineers, including ExxonMobil, Whirlpool Corporation, Dow Chemical, and General Motors. By investing in Forte, they're showing their commitment to increasing the number of women working in STEM. Check Forte's job page and browse over 1,500 listings, some from these corporations.
Okay, so does anybody have any other comments about earning a bachelor's and master's, and were you hesitant before completely committing yourself to change in your career path? I think some women, or just some people, naturally have that hesitation.
I've seen several girls here at Cornell that transitioned directly from undergrad to the MBA.
Juliana Rodriguez is now manager of search marketing and customer segmentation at Hotels.com, but was just completing her degree at Cornell when we had this panel.
And actually, I talked to one of them, and she really felt that she lacked something. I believe it's very useful to have some years of experience. Be 1, 2, or 3 years of experience, you will know when you have to make that transition. But I think at least 1 year of experience is really useful. You will fit better into the MBA. You will take better advantage of the MBA, because you will have already applied a lot of your undergrad skills into your job. And then when you enter the MBA, you will recall some of the things that you saw at your job, and will have more in your mind more how to apply those things that you learned in the MBA into the workplace. So I believe it's relative to each person, but I do really advise that you at least have some work experience before.
I agree. A little bit of work experience, and that way you can apply what you're learning in the MBA, and that really helps you to become a better manager at the end. How quickly do you think your mindset changed to look at the business from a management perspective? Was it difficult to understand the management jargon? Any takers?
This is Susan. I'll take it. Yes, the management jargon is definitely difficult to understand. What they're trying to analyze. Every company that I've ever been in has different terminology, and metrics and measures, but at the end of the day, a lot of it is strictly that. It's analytical measurements and analysis of how the business is effectively operating. So, again, one of the things that I found very, very helpful is, as I take on new jobs and new responsibilities, look for people that can be a mentor and a guide for you that you can ask your stupid questions to, and they don't hold it against you. I think that's very important.
Okay. Could you give some advice on how to stand out in this tough job market?
I can take that question. I think number one is that you need to have a stellar resume. I believe the Forte Foundation has some workshops on that, but I can tell you, like, applying to business school and now applying for internships, I don't know how many people have reviewed my resume, but it was quite a lot. So you need to get your resume in the best shape that it can possibly be, and don't think that just you seeing it is enough. You should give it to as many people, and preferably people who know what they're doing regarding resumes and feedback. So that's number one. And number two is you have to put your mind in the framework that it's a tough economy, and there's a lot of really good candidates out there right now. So don't just give your resume to someone or email someone with your resume attached and just say, okay, here I am, and you're expecting a job. So put yourself in the other person's shoes and just know that they want something from you too. So just if you're willing to help that person in any way, then you have a much better chance. For example, you also need to be creative in this market. I've recently heard of people who went to companies and actually gave them presentations, just telling them how their companies can improve, and they were able to get secure jobs through that way. So just always think, how can I give them value somehow? And I think that can help a lot.
Yeah, that's perfect. Just speaking from the career services perspective, and I heard somebody else mention this in one of their answers, is that take some time to go and visit your career service office, because that's a great resource there that you have, and you need to take advantage of it and get your resume reviewed. And sometimes they have employers there giving advice to students and helping them, so make sure and take advantage of that. I also heard Jessica mention, and I think it was mentioned just now as well, you know, there is, through Forte, somebody who can help you with your resume as well. So there's a lot of resources, and it's just a matter of finding out where they are and then taking advantage of them. Okay, my next question is I have my degree in architectural engineering, and through the jobs and internships I've had, I've decided to try to get my master's in accounting. I'm hesitant about making the change because I feel I may not be a good candidate because of I lack business background. Anybody want to take that on?
This is Susan again. I can take that on. When I saw that posting, I thought, wow, what an interesting combination. And that's going to make you, I think that's going to make you very marketable, quite frankly. It's going to be a challenge. I think you're really stretching yourself, but if you have the confidence to do it, I think, you know, there's a number of different jobs you could take around that. I think it's really broadening, again, getting that generalized experience and background. I applaud you. I think it's a great idea.
Just being here at the McComb School of Business again as with one of the top-ranked accounting programs, what I see what recruiters are looking for in our accountants, they do. They want the diversity of the background, and really you are engineering basically numbers, and you're working with them and being able to go through the analysis and process. That sets you apart from some of your peers as you will be competing with those jobs. So I do think that that's an interesting background and something that you can definitely use as a skill that others may not have when you're going through all the interviews to get the job. I see a question from Kim Kaplan, and I'm not quite sure if everything got typed in. So if you want to type that question back in, we'll get to that.
Velma, I think that was a question actually. It's the continuation from the previous question that she asked.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, but we actually did have one more question come through.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
Okay. What is the best way to learn about the different job opportunities available in a specific industry, field, or company? I feel that a lot of times there are many career opportunities in a field, but we as college students are just not aware of them.
One thing that helped me, going to your career center, or any career center really, a library or what have you, they have these guides called Wet Feet. And they have these really good guides to different industries and as well as different companies. Those always help with interviews. That is Wet Feet, and I think I forgot the other guide. Maybe someone can help
Vault.
With that. There's two.
Yeah, it's Vault.
Vault, yes, that's the other one. Those two were very helpful. They give you like the top 25 accounting companies, the top 25 financial services companies, things of that nature. And they also have profiles on individual companies if the company is large enough, like the McKinsey's and PwC's and things of that nature. They have in-depth profiles of these companies and what's available for business students, and as well as giving you a guide to certain industries. You know, for instance, when I was interviewing for this job at Chevron, I looked at the Vault guide for the oil and gas industry, and they had an in-depth one. And actually, I'm glad I read that because some of the questions that I got were actually pertaining to things that I read in those guides. So those two things really helped. And I think also, again, we've all touched on this, the networking. Try to find people in different industries that you can talk to and have informational interviews. Those will help as well.
When I just graduated from undergrad, I used to find it a little bit intimidating to go and just talk to people in companies or people that are professionals for a long time. So I think a good way to get to know more information is to look at the people who just graduated the year before you, because you're going to find a lot of them are in a whole bunch of different companies and industries. And when you're talking to someone who recently graduated, they're still more like a student, so you can relate to them. It's easier to talk to them. And sometimes you learn more about different roles that way, because not all the roles are advertised, not all the roles we're all familiar with, and there's new roles that pop up. So that could be a good transition point, because it can definitely be intimidating to suddenly start talking to experienced professionals and companies. I mean, if you can do that and you want to do that, that's good. But if you're still intimidated, then I would go to alumni networks. And you can also ask your school about recent alumni, if they're still in touch, and how to contact them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... in fact, this afternoon we just had a panel here with Morgan Stanley, and there were two alumni here that just started 3 months ago, and a student said, hey, I just saw them in class. You know, they just graduated. And then they felt very comfortable to go and ask them, for students felt very comfortable to ask them questions as well. So I think utilizing that alumni network, utilizing peers as well, that helps out a lot. I have found, because it is intimidating. It's intimidating to walk into your career service offices as well for some. So. Okay, well, I want to thank all of the panelists for participating. I know that we all have busy schedules, and I appreciate everyone's advice that you've given all of these young ladies, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks to everyone on our panel for giving us some insight into careers in engineering. Please subscribe to the Forte Foundation podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. And don't forget to review us on iTunes. It really helps. Thanks.